on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Met Éireann says it will be extremely cold with temperatures set to plummet to minus 5 in Donegal tonight. The new primary care centre in Dunfanaghy is officially open this Thursday. Phase 1 of the Downings to Carrigart foot and cycle path is expected to commence before the summer, and the Western Health Trust has issued an urgent staff appeal for Elton McGelvin Hospital this evening. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport. That's coming up at around a quarter past 5. A status orange weather warning has been issued for most of the country as the cold snap continues. Met Éireann says it will be extremely cold with temperatures set to plummet to minus 5 in Donegal tonight. An orange warning comes into effect at 8 p.m. tonight for most of the country and lasts until 10 a.m. tomorrow when the yellow lower warning takes place again. Another orange low temperature warning has then been issued for tomorrow evening into Thursday for 25 counties. Donegal is not included in either of the orange warnings, but will remain on a yellow low temperature and ice warning. Kenneth McDonough of the Donegal Weather Channel says further snow showers are expected for the remainder of today.
In relation to today, there's still heavy showers feeding in there from the north-northwest coast, and they'll continue to feed down over the course of today, into this evening and tonight. The showers might ease off into the early hours of tomorrow morning, but more showers are expected into wind as well. And it will be that little bit colder. So yesterday, a lot of areas around the coast seen a mix of kind of sleet and rain, but further inland then there's snowfall. But the upper air temperatures will be that bit colder over the next 24 to 48 hours. So a few more places will see snow accumulations again, so they will.
All Donegal winter maintenance routes are to be gridded from 7 o'clock this evening and again at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Donegal County Council are urging drivers to assume that no road is ice-free. Well, in Doherty, local community activist Andrea Redman has called for the addition of the Letcher Road outside the village to the council's gridding programme. She says the use of the road has grown in recent years and there are many villages across the county which would have similar arguments for roads in their areas.
There's a road from the village to lecture, so from the village say to Clark and Shop. Now, this is a road that would never in the past have been gridded, and we've had a huge issue in the last couple of years, especially last year was very, very bad, where it was iced and people couldn't get out of their houses for about a week. But it's a road that we are asking, you know, in this morning I'm talking about Doherty, but I'm sure I could be speaking for a lot of other wee areas that would ask council to consider that they be gridded. Now, this road, it is expanded in the last number of years. We've had new builds. We have, a number of businesses in the area. We have B&Bs. We have two village shops. A lot of pensioners. Last year, the situation with carers couldn't get into vulnerable pensioners. You know, people couldn't get out to their jobs and that. People would use that road coming from lecture to go through Doherty to go to Funtown, or to go to try and access the main road to Dunloe or Glenties. You know, and I know council are considering, you know, new routes to be gridded, and we would really highlight, you know, that the need for this. Now, I know my colleague Janice Ward last night had a wee look, and we figured there's about 140 homes, you know, on that road, and as I said, businesses and that type of thing. So we would ask council, and I think they are going to reconsider and look at new roads to be gridded, and we would ask that they consider this road here as a matter of some priority.
The new primary care centre in Dunfanaghy is to officially open its doors this Thursday. Donegal Deputy Pat of the Cope Gallagher confirmed the news, noting that the premises will be fully operational from 2:30 that afternoon. In a statement, he says the facility will provide for the needs of the community. He also commended the work of Councillor Michael McClafferty in progressing the project. Councillor McClafferty shared the sentiment, saying the campaign started a number of years prior to his own involvement.
Very much welcome news, obviously, for Dr. Stewart and his team there, and the doctors and nurses involved, and for all the people that will be there. But also, as well, alongside that, so I would like to pay tribute as well to all the original people here from the very beginning, going back, the people going back here probably 20 years or more, that initially started looking for this centre long before my time, at the very early days and such, and then obviously following on then, I'm involved in this probably 8-9 years now at this stage, alongside other people here, Patrick Open, that as well was there, and all the various politicians that have helped throughout the time here. We just look forward now to all the various schemes that they're able to deal with there, because I know there's a development there as well, being completed there as well for an ambulance bay there, such as ambulance staff. I know there's X-ray rooms, there's a place there for dentists and so on. Various other facilities, I'm sure, will land there as well in due course when the HSE get round to it. But it's a great news story for Dunfanaghy, Donna Marie, and it's great to have it on our doorstep so close.
Phase one of the Downings to Carrigart foot and cycle path is expected to commence before this summer. Councillor Declan Meehan says the tendering process is well underway and it's expected a contractor will be appointed by the end of the month. Land procurement is also understood to be at an advanced stage. Councillor Meehan says it was also agreed at November's municipal district meeting that the application for phase two of the project should be prioritised.
The council have engaged in a public procurement process to secure a contractor, and that's currently at the assessment stage, and a contractor is expected to be appointed before the end of this month. Land acquisition is also at an advanced stage for the project, and phase one will see the footpath and cycle path extend from the entrance to the Pavilion Hotel up to the junction with the L1042, which is the small local road that goes up to Umla Cemetery and St John the Baptist Church.
In November, the elected members of Milford and Letterkenny MD agreed that phase two should now be looked at while phase one is going so well.
Yeah, so this funding for phase one came from the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme, ORIS, and applications are currently open for that for 2025. And at a meeting in November, as you say, we collectively as councillors agreed that this project should be prioritised for an application from the council to fund phase two. So if that is successful, then the funding should be in place then for phase two to progress from where phase one drops off into the town of Carrigart. So again, you know, there is momentum behind this now, all going well with contractor being appointed and land acquisition. We should see real progress being made over the course of 2025.
The Western Health Trust has issued an urgent staff appeal for Eltnagelvin Hospital. They're asking any available staff to urgently cover shifts at the hospital tonight. It comes a number of days after the Western Trust warned that if the condition is not critical, patients in the hospital's ED may have to wait longer due to the number of people presenting. Investigations are continuing into an attack in Letterkenny over the Christmas period. At around 3 a.m. on Friday the 27th of December, a man who was part of a group attacked another man in the De Valera Road area. Gardaí say the man's injuries are not life-threatening. Anyone who witnessed the attack or who was in the area at the time with the dash cam is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, a woman has been injured in a row over a taxi between two groups in Belle Buffet in the early hours of New Year's Day. The argument broke out between a group of men and a group of women on Main Street between 1:30 and 2 a.m. One of the women was assaulted by a man. Her injuries have been described as non-life-threatening. Garda Sean Sweeney is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
Occurred at Main Street in Belle Buffet near the EIB Bank between approximately 1:30 a.m. and 2 a.m. on Wednesday the 1st of January. A row broke out between a group of males and a group of females over a taxi that just pulled in. One of the females reported she was assaulted by one of the males. She sustained injuries, none of which are life-threatening in nature. So our appeal is anybody who travelled on the Main Street between those times with dashcam footage, make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100. Or if any relevant information, you can also contact the Garda Confidential Line 1800 666 111.
A Donegal councillor says the homelessness figures released at the weekend do not tell the full story and are only the tip of the iceberg. The figures show over 15,000 people accessed homelessness services nationally in November, with 156 adults in the northwest, 62 of those in Donegal. The These figures do not include rough sleepers, and crucially, Councillor Jimmy Brogan says they don't include the hidden homeless.
And like, there's lots of people in Donegal, and we all know them. Like, you know, but they're living with friends and relatives, or their granny, or, you know, staying sofa surfing, things like that. You know, and there's a lot of people that aren't on the statistics. You know, but they just don't have a place that they can call home. Like, you know, the cost of rents has gone through the roof. You know. Availability of housing, the cost of actually buying a house now is colossal, you know. And I think it's clear, really, that, you know, the figures that we get, you know, they're the people that are in homeless accommodation and stuff like that, but there's, you know, hundreds of people and maybe thousands of people that fall outside the figures, you know, that, you know, like I say, they can't afford the rent and they can't get on the council housing list. The council housing list, you know, the rates the people allowed to earn, the means assessment, you know, is just too low, you know, because if you earn over 30,000, you're not getting on the council housing list, which means, you know, get no government support, you know. Yeah. So, you know, that needs to be looked at, you know, and like the cost of rent in general needs to be looked at, you know. I think some sort of rent cap needs to be introduced, like, you know, but from the government, you know. But listen, at the end of the day, it's the government's responsibility to make sure these things are kept up to date, you know, and they're falling short on it.
At least 95 people have died in an earthquake which has hit the mountainous Tibet region of Western China. There's fears of aftershocks close to the Nepal border, as more than 130 others are injured. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has called for a strenuous effort to help resettle those whose homes have been damaged. Sky's Asia correspondent Nicole Johnston says some 1,500 fire and rescue searchers are looking for survivors.
State media is saying that they're already starting to send beds and tents and emergency supplies. You know, houses, villages, businesses have all been destroyed, a huge amount of rubble. And the impact has also been felt in India, in Bhutan.
Well, the 7.1 magnitude earthquake was picked up by a seismometer in a school in Donegal. The equipment based in Loretto Secondary School, located 7,746 kilometres away, detected the shockwaves. The time is just gone at 12 minutes past 5 here at Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkins at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Arsenal host Newcastle in the first leg of their EFL Cup semi-final tonight. The Gunners have lost two of their last three meetings with Eddie Howe's side. Manager Mikel Arteta says Alexander Isak, who scored 9 goals in the last 7 games, will be a particularly big threat for the Magpies this evening.
He's a top player. He's in top form, scoring a lot of goals, and try to minimise the strength of the opposition. That's obviously a big part of the plan when we're playing any opponent.
Elsewhere in soccer, Tottenham have triggered an option to extend forward Son Heung-min's contract by a year until the summer of 2026. The 32-year-old joined Spurs from Bayer Leverkusen in 2015 and has scored 169 goals in 431 appearances for the club. The South Korean international has 125 goals and 68 assists in 320 Premier League games. In the Northern Ireland League Cup this evening, the quarter-finals, one of those been played this evening. Ballymena United, they play Glentoran. That game starts at 7:45 at the Oval. In Gaelic games, three of this evening's games in round one of the Sigerson Cup have been postponed due to adverse weather. University of Galway's trip to TU Dublin, UCC against UCD and TUS Midlands against Maynooth have all been called off, with the dates for the rearranged fixtures to be confirmed. ATU Sligo's game at home to Ulster University remains on, with a throw-in of 7 o'clock this evening. In rugby, Leinster have issued a positive injury update ahead of this weekend's trip to La Rochelle in the Champions Cup. The back row duo of Jack Conan and Max Deegan are both available after sustaining knocks in the Inter-Pros over the festive period. Head coach Leo Cullen can also call upon Hugo Keenan, Kieran Frawley, Thomas Clarkson and Jamie Osborne for Sunday's game. And hooker Dan Sheehan has also returned to on-field training as he continues his recovery from an ACL injury. Elsewhere, Paul Boyle and Ben Murphy have signed contract extensions with Connacht. Boyle has signed a 2-year extension with Murphy signing on for the 2025-26 campaign. And Tom Ahern has signed a 2-year contract extension with Munster. The versatile forward has scored 12 tries in 53 appearances and is also featured for Ireland under-20s and emerging Ireland. Meanwhile, the province has also confirmed that academy winger Sean McCarthy will move up to the senior squad next season on a 2-year deal. In other news, England winger Emmanuel Feawabuso is set to miss the upcoming Six Nations. The Exeter youngster has undergone surgery on a shoulder injury picked up back in December. England opened their campaign with a trip to the Aviva Stadium to face Ireland on February the 1st. In golf, Tom McKibben has been strongly linked with a move to LIV Golf, according to reports from Spain. The Hollywood clubman is the favourite to join a Spanish golfer John Rahm's team on the controversial tour. The 22-year-old had secured a PGA Tour card for 2025 after finishing tied 11th at the DP World Tour Championship back in November. In tennis, Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray have trained together for the first time ahead of the Australian Open. Murray, who is now retired from playing, joined the Serbs team as a coach in November. Djokovic is bidding for a 25th Grand Slam title in Melbourne. And Paralympic silver medalist Nicole Turner has announced her retirement from competitive swimming. The 3-time Paralympian was aged just 14 when she raced at the Rio Games in 2016. She then won silver in Tokyo 4 years later in the 50 metres butterfly S6 and also competed in Paris last summer. The Port Arlington native was also a world bronze medalist in 2022 and a European champion in the 50 metre freestyle S6 in 2024. Finally, for this evening, former European champion and Irish Olympian David Gillick has been confirmed as a special guest for the Donegal Sports Star Awards that take place on January the 31st. A European indoor gold medalist in 2005 and 2007, the Dublin native also represented Ireland at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing and came out of retirement in 2013 and made a return in 2016 for the European Championships in Amsterdam. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. A Midlands Northwest MEP says opposition to the Mercosur deal must be a red line in government formation talks. Kieran Mullally has described the deal as an immediate threat to Irish farmers, rural communities and the EU's own environmental and legal integrity. He was speaking as government formation talks continue this week, with the regional independent group being formally invited to participate. Mr Mullally has written to independent TDs in the Northwest and Midlands constituency, calling on them to take a stand against the deal. He says they need to stand up for farmers during this week's talks.
This is unacceptable to Irish farmers, particularly the beef farmers, which are going to lose over 60, 100 million in this process if the deal goes ahead. So I'm calling on the three independent TDs, Sean Kenny, Kevin Box and Warren, and Marion Harkin in the Northwest, to make it clear that they will not negotiate on any future government deal unless Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael make their opposition to the Mercosur deal clear first.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a pedestrian was struck in a hit-and-run incident at Church down Carndonagh on Wednesday the 18th of December. A man was crossing the road at approximately 10 to 8 when he was struck by a red car and knocked to the ground, sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car continued on in the direction of the mountain road. Gardaí and Buncrana are anxious to locate the driver and vehicle and are urging anyone who travelled in Carndonagh or on the mountain road with a dash cam between 7:30 and 8:30 that night to get in touch. Meta's making changes it says will reduce the amount of censorship on its platform. The company is replacing its fact-checking process with a community notes system. The move impacts Facebook, Instagram and Threads in the US. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says there will be changes to the content users will be able to see.
The problem is that the filters make mistakes and they take down a lot of content that they shouldn't. So by dialing them back, we're going to dramatically reduce the amount of censorship on our platforms. We're also going to tune our content filters to require much higher confidence before taking down content. The reality is that this is a trade-off. It means we're going to catch less bad stuff, but we'll also reduce the number of innocent people's posts and accounts that we accidentally take down.
Gardaí are investigating a burglary that took place in the Killylaston area of Letterkenny between midday on Sunday, December 15th and 2 o'clock the following Saturday. A shed was broken into with a lock cut and damage caused to the roller door. Two ladders were stolen from within the shed. One of the ladders is a 20-foot roofing ladder that is covered in various paint colours. The second ladder is a 40-foot extendable ladder with green paint down one side. Gardaí are asking anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the Killinlaston area between those dates or is information in relation to the ladder's locations to come forward. Half of all vehicles tested last year failed the NCT. Data published by CarTakeBack.ie shows Cavan has the highest failure rate in the country, followed by Athlone and Carrick-on-Shannon. Over 1.7 million NCTs were carried out last year, with the majority of failures being for steering and suspension problems. According to the latest figures from NCT, 53% of vehicles tested in Donegal failed last year. Transport commenter Conor Fawn thinks motorists need to take better care of their vehicles.
What's happening is that cars are turning up unprepared for the NCT. A lot of motorists just don't bother. They say, look, I let it do the NCT. If it passes, great. If it doesn't pass, they'll give me a list telling me what's wrong. It's absolutely a backward attitude towards vehicle maintenance.
Gardaí are investigating an incident of criminal damage at a car to Coilkill in Airgid. Bell Buffet between 3 p.m. on Boxing Day and 11:30 the following Saturday morning. A car parked at a house was keyed along the passenger side. Gardaí is urging anyone with relevant information to contact them in Letterkenny. Now, looking to the weather forecast, extremely cold and largely dry tonight, though a few wintry showers will occur. Lowest temperatures of 0 down to minus 5 degrees with a severe frost and icy stretches. Light variable breezes will allow patches of freezing fog to develop also. To conclude this evening's news, the headlines. Met Éireann says it will be extremely cold with temperatures set to plummet to minus 5 in Donegal tonight. Kenneth McDonough of the Donegal Weather Channel says further snow showers are expected for the remainder of today. The new primary care centre in Dunfanaghy is to officially open this Thursday. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher confirmed the news, noting that the premises will be fully operational from 2:30 that afternoon. In a statement, he says the facility will provide for the needs of the community. Phase 1 of the Downings to Carrigart foot and cycle path is expected to commence before the summer. Councillor Declan Meehan says the tendering process is well underway and it's expected a contractor will be appointed by the end of the month. Land procurement is also understood to be at an advanced stage. And finally, the Western Health Trust has issued an urgent staff appeal for Elt McGavin Hospital. They're asking any available staff to urgently cover shifts at the hospital tonight. It comes a number of days after the Western Trust warned that if a condition is not critical, patients in the hospital's ED may have to wait longer due to the number of people presenting. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. I'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 7th of January. The death has taken place of William Madlin, Ballycurrigan, Clohan, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The wake is private to family, friends and neighbours at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of John Anthony Quinn, Curramone, Bala Buffet. Wake private pleas to close family and friends. John's remains will repose at his late residence today from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock, all other times strictly private, including the morning of the funeral. Mass of the Resurrection on Thursday morning at 11 at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, with burial afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Martin McGowan, funeral director, or any family member. The Requiem Mass will be streamed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary Jo Farran, Carramore, Glenealy. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, this evening at 6:30, going to her mother Margaret's residence at Carramore, Glenealy. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Bochan Cuildaff, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu if desired to the oncology unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Philip Bernard Crossan, 79 Schlieveboy Road, Craigban, Cloddy, County Derry. Remains reposing at his late home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral on Thursday, leaving his home at 1 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 1:30 in St Joseph's Church, Craigban. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be recorded and available for viewing after the funeral via McLaughlin Funeral Director's YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Willie Doherty, 19 Ballycomen Avenue, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's funeral home this evening with removal at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Melmount. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Eileen Patterson, name McClure, the Hall Lifford, formerly of Callan Drumkeen. Funeral from her late home in Lifford at 11:30 on Thursday morning for service at 12 noon in Strabane Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Dunamore Presbyterian Church graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. Family and friends welcome to visit the family home tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the death has taken place of Doughy Harvey, 10 Thorndale, Letterkenny. Doughy's remains are reposing at his home with rosary tonight at 9. Family time, please, after the rosary. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Pieta House and Jigsaw, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.